Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Pokemon needs no introduction, being one of the most famous video game series and the most profitable intellectual property in the world. Many of their games have consistently sold millions of copies, with the main game titles being released on portable consoles, and various spin-off games releasing across all Nintendo's consoles since the release of the original Game Boy. However, there is one spin-off game that is a bit of an outlier due to its departure from the Pokemon game's typical style, yet also playing like a mainline Pokemon game, and that is Pokemon Colosseum. Pokemon Colosseum released on the Nintendo GameCube in 2003 in Japan, then later in North America and Europe in 2004. It features full 3D Pokemon battles, along with the ability to transfer your Pokemon from your portable console to the big screen, much like Pokemon Stadium on the Nintendo 64. But what makes Pokemon Colosseum stand out compared to its predecessor is that there is a story mode in the game, complete with a vast new region to explore, along with various Pokemon trainers and new foes to battle. Though in every major Pokemon game, you play as a child as they make their journey to become the region's Pokemon champion, in Pokemon Colosseum, you play as Wes, an ex-criminal who rebels against the organization he was employed under, Team Snag'em, a criminal organization who steal people's Pokemon and corrupt their hearts, making them into violent shadow Pokemon. Also, unlike your typical Pokemon game where you can find wild Pokemon hiding in the wilderness and catch them, in this game, the only Pokemon you can catch are the shadow Pokemon corrupted by Team Snag'em, who you have to snag away from the evil team's clutches during a Pokemon battle, in hopes that you will later be able to purify the corrupted Pokemon as they join your team. As a bonus feature, you can also transfer your Pokemon from Pokemon Colosseum into your game cartridge of Pokemon Ruby or Sapphire on the Nintendo Game Boy Advance via a Game Boy Advance link cable, once you have completed the game's story first. Though the game sold well at the time, selling over a million copies worldwide, along with receiving critical acclaim for its music and graphics, it is one of the least acknowledged Pokemon titles by the Pokemon Company of today. And though Pokemon Colosseum received a sequel game, titled Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness, which also released on the GameCube, along with a follow-up on the Nintendo Wii that played more like Pokemon Stadium, titled Pokemon Battle Revolution, the Pokemon Company seems to ignore these games completely despite how much better they were in presentation, especially compared to the more recent 3D mainline Pokemon games, and they have never produced another game in this style since. However, much more recently, when Nintendo announced during one of their Nintendo Direct video presentations that GameCube titles would be released on the Nintendo Switch 2 for those who have purchased a Nintendo Online membership, it was revealed that Pokemon Colosseum and Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness would be among the various titles that would eventually release on the Nintendo Classic service, allowing for a more convenient way to play these often overlooked Pokemon game gems. Join me again next time